Dina Register is a new professor of music therapy at WVU. She says she has worked with a variety of patients, from helping children with autism spectrum disorder communicate better to helping hospice patients manage pain. One of the examples Register uses with her students is a patient she treated in Thailand with cerebral palsy. Although complying with his physical therapist, he showed little motivation during his treatments. With this in mind, Register brought music into his regular physical therapy session.
So it wasn't initiating a lot of the movements. So we added music to what the physical therapist was directing. She was stretching his leg up and then stretching it out. And so what we did was put a drum at the bottom of it so that when his leg came down, it hit the drum. And he was very motivated by that. So we went from her really guiding him to him initiating hitting that drum with his foot.
Register says that on that particular day, his therapy session went much longer than normal, and instead of thinking about how exhausted he was from standing, he engaged in making music. Music therapists can work in a variety of locations, such as hospitals, rehab facilities, schools, prisons, and assisted living facilities. Amy Rogers Smith is a music therapist who works with clients in northern West Virginia, from Morgantown to Parkersburg. Her private practice is called On a Better Note. She says she's not exactly sure why the number of music therapists in West Virginia is so low, but she thinks part of the problem is that there is no formal music therapy education in the state.
West Virginia is in a different stage of growth with music therapy. So all of these other places, all of these other states have started where we're starting, and that's okay. We have to start somewhere.
For the past 2 years, Smith has been working closely with the WVU School of Music to create the state's first music therapy degree. The degree is still in the approval process, but the music school's director, Keith Jackson, says he's hopeful that the degree program will launch this spring.
I think because the university has a mission as part of its land-grant status, we're the right institution to help make sure this gets out there and is available for the rest of the state.
The lack of a dedicated music therapy degree program in West Virginia has forced residents who are interested in the field to go elsewhere. Smith, a native of Parkersburg, was one of those people.
I was a student who had to leave West Virginia to get my music therapy degree. And so it really means a lot for me that high school students and people who have grown up in West Virginia can stay here and get this music therapy degree and then continue to contribute to the growth of music therapy across the state of West Virginia.
Both Keith Jackson and Dina Register say they are excited to work more closely with WVU Health Sciences and Smith's private practice to expand music therapy education in West Virginia. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Stacey DeBaldo in Morgantown.